is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're glad that you've joined us this evening. It's Stephanie here tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. The number to do so is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Lrn.fm is the contact to add on Skype, and you can send us a contact request. After we accept your request, we'll be able to put you on the air. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you on the topic of basically free market justice. That's kind of what it turned into, although we started off talking about basically parents, the relationship between parents and children.
You know, I do want to get in quick that I actually, years ago, solved the abortion problem. And
how did you single-handedly solve
the
abortion problem?
I do this all the time, literally single-handedly. I solve all these issues. And this, my solution to this is very simple: machine bodies, transhumanism.
It won't be too long.
Where it's
this
coming.
Because essentially you have this this archaic system of childbirth, and I don't think it's going to stop, by the way, with machine bodies either. I think that many people are still going to want to experience what it's like to have a child. I think it's going to go out of vogue to some extent.
Yeah, though. Out of vogue, and I think that'll be a very interesting world. So, and it's a topic I often talk about on my own show, Sovereign Tech, at sovereigntech.com.
Oh, very clever. Transhumanism.
I love transhumanism as an idea, and I think it's it seems that it's inevitable. The question is, what form will it take? And, you know, trying to speculate now, I think it's fascinating. You know,
absolutely.
I enjoy that subject.
By the way, Sovereign Tech is SOVRYN.
Correct.
Tech.com.
Yeah,
always
like
make sure they spell your name right.
He didn't name that with Free Talk Live in mind, Sovereign.
Right. Exactly.
Why don't you put a link on our Facebook page?
I will do
you're
that.
You're an admin there, so, folks, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. I'll bet you can spell all that. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. You could like our page there and then get the link to Brian's
show. Does have one O or two?
It's a U.
Right. The thing that came up that I kind of wanted to ask Jack about, but I didn't want to get too off topic, was we had a couple calls on the line, but they've both disconnected at the same time, so I bet it was
because I solved
glitch.
The abortion issue.
you aborted the calls, is that right? They can call back. They're welcome to call at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you're welcome to call as well and bring up anything that's on your mind. But, you know, I was thinking about people that basically cannot be advocates for their own rights, and how would they... how would that work in a society where it was not a justice system that was based on force and coercion? So, for instance, if a homeless person with no family is murdered by somebody, is anybody going to bring a tort against the murderer? And
Damages?
Right, and what are the damages, if any, right?
It brings up an interesting question as to the value of human life, because many people would want you to believe that, for instance, the homeless person out on the street with the drug problems and the severe mental illnesses essentially uses all kinds of people's resources and doesn't put any resources into society is worth the same as, say, some great individual like Albert Einstein or something like that. I mean, he just comes to mind. And I tend to think, I'm not sure that that's true. And
it sounds like a lot of central planning required to judge the value of somebody's life.
It does or not. I mean, I think that to some extent, maybe in that circumstance, you would have organizations that did arbitration. And
I mean, perhaps
the ones that had the best arbitration would probably get the most business.
The solution that comes to my mind for that particular problem of the homeless person being murdered is perhaps like the people who live in that neighborhood do not feel safe with a murderer on the loose, and so they would probably try to find some solution to apprehend the murderer, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, we've got our phone calls back on the line. We're going to go to Kurt in Michigan. Is this the Kurt that I think it is, Kurt?
Yes, it is.
Hi, welcome to the show.
How are you today?
Doing very well, Kurt. But just to fill our listeners in, you and Jack, who was just on the line before,
I'm sorry, I did not hear that call.
Oh, really? You didn't hear Jack just called in?
Nope.
That's I gotcha. Okay, well, you know, maybe you and Mark and Jack can all set up a discussion on his podcast, The Edgington Post.
Send me an email, Kurt, at mark@freetalklive.com, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So what was on your mind, Kurt?
Well, I caught just a snippet of what you were talking about. So if someone murders a homeless person, regardless of their station in life, they took a life, and they would lose the rights, their rights, to the extent that they took away somebody else's right.
Right. So this is like when you take someone else's life, you give up your own right to life. Is that right?
You will, well, to their next of kin, who can forgive you if they want, or murder you on the spot if they want, or enslave you if they want.
So this is kind of an old system, but let me ask you this. I mean, is there a difference between criminal and civil in this circumstance? I mean, there are all kinds of people that die every year here in the United States, and who's responsible for their death? The doctor who didn't do enough to save them? The doctor that made a mistake and they died as a result? The person who was driving the car into which they ran? There's all kinds of people that die, and they're, you know, people who are at fault for their death. So are those people at the mercy of the family of the victim?
Well, that would be for minds more steeped in liberty and wiser than mine.
Okay.
There's no way that, I mean, again, in a free society, you would have an arbitration system, and obviously, you know, there would be, I believe that there would be a gradient scale. You know, I mean, obviously, if it's a mistaken death, I think it's going to be treated differently than if it's a homicide, an actual "I'm going to kill you" death.
Mm-hmm. But you're still basically saying that it should be the same court system that takes care of it.
I don't know how it would flesh itself out, to tell you the truth.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I know that the free market would do it much better than the governmental system.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So what was originally on your mind, Kurt?
Okay, so have you ever been speaking to somebody unfamiliar with the idea that public schooling actually causes damage as opposed to educating, and then had them ask you, upon your saying that all education ought to be privately funded instead of taxpayer funded, why you're against education?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, the same type of thing with, you know, maybe you're discussing the negative effects of the welfare system on the economy, saying that charity ought to be provided voluntarily, and asked why you hate the poor.
Right.
Indeed.
Very frustrating, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Then you'll understand my incredulity when I listened to the last Sunday's show. And after I'd hung up, heard Brian, someone who ostensibly understands liberty principles, characterize me as someone who would agree with some insane Spartan custom of throwing babies who did not meet physical expectations over a cliff.
Well, I think this falls in line with, I'm sorry you felt that way, but I think this falls in line with, like, where no, I'm sorry that you felt that I insulted you and that I compared you. What I was saying, this is where I think Ian was talking about the week before.
Hold on, we're both talking at the same time. Can you respond?
But this is where Ian was saying, like, you got to be careful how you say that, because it can come off as sounding very, very callous.
But you should understand that, and you should not run to the exact opposite again. You know, you're saying that since I don't believe that you should be required to have a forced association, that you should then throw that person with whom you don't have a forced association off a cliff. That's a very poor characterization.
I agree it's an extreme, but I don't know about poor.
I'm kind of confused. Hold on. Can someone explain this to me? What's going on here?
He said that he could imagine some libertarians saying it would be okay for the Spartan custom of taking deformed babies and throwing them off cliffs, and saying that that would be perfectly acceptable.
Well, right, but if there isn't like a tort
is a tort, because you can't take an act of aggression against a human life.
Okay, I use the example of the Spartan baby to say that it was similar to if you just left a baby there, you know, if you just walked away from a child before it could take care of itself, that was tantamount to the Spartans just throwing them off the cliff.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Kurt, hold the line if you would. We'll have a chance to collect our thoughts during the break here, and we'll be back in a moment with more here on Free Talk Live, 855 1-800-450-FREE is our number if you want to talk about free market justice, self-ownership, or anything else.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're happy to be here with you. It's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And by the way, if you'd like a way to help Free Talk Live that's really easy and it's free to you, all you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find some links to affiliates of Free Talk Live where you can go shopping, like Amazon and Newegg. And if you enter those websites through Free Talk Live's link, then Free Talk Live will get a small percentage of the items that you purchase, of the purchase price of the items that you purchase. They're not going to get, like, you know, a percentage of your computer that you bought or something. They'll get a small percentage of the price that you paid, although it will not affect the price that you pay at all. So it's basically like a free way to give Free Talk Live a tip by doing your normal shopping, but entering through that link. So shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an online currency that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. This in and of itself is revolutionary. If you consider all the businesses out there that make money by moving money around, Western Union is a good example. PayPal's another great example. You see often these stores that'll get folks money sent to different countries where their families might be or something like that. PayPal allows you, for no money at all, or if you want, you can, to make it a little faster, you can put a very small amount. But for virtually no money, you can send and receive money around the world with bitcoins. And they are a step forward in the area of currency. They are currency for the new millennium. And I think the most important invention that we're going to see this decade. They're bitcoins, and to find out more about bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. They're also being used as, to some extent, as a commodity right now, and there have been, as they're being adopted, the price is going up. This week, the bitcoins basically went from something like the low 30s to the mid 40s. That's a big jump as far as value goes.
When were they at the low 30s? The lowest I saw this week was 36.
I think, I'm just looking at the mark here, and it looks like they're about 32.50 about a week ago.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So.
Anyway,
it must have happened too fast for me to notice. I have an app on my phone that shows me the price of bitcoins every against the dollar every 15 minutes. And sometimes that's
just
not
keep
fast
going
enough.
It's a bitcoin.freetalklive.com there for links to find out more.
Okay, let's go up back to the phones and talk with Kurt one more time. Hi, Kurt. Welcome back to the show. So we were trying to hash out this disagreement between you and Brian. And Brian, give me a recap.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, if you want to clarify, Kurt, for me, because it came off to me that you were saying that you can just, in a perfect liberty
That's
society.
I'm not for public education. I'm against education. Right. That's how it came off.
No, it sounded no. Well, let's stick with it. Let's stick with the point.
Brian, finish with what you're going to say.
Okay.
First.
Yeah, is that if you don't have any contract with the child, and that essentially you as a parent don't have to give anything to that child.
That's correct.
Okay. So,
but you can't put it in imminent danger either. Now, you didn't hear the call before that addressed this. If if I decide I no longer want you and I don't want to expend the energy to get my car back up to 60 miles an hour and decide to just drop you out the window, I've committed a murder. Right?
Okay, but what if you just stop the car and drop the baby off? Is that something
you... I'm putting them in imminent danger, understanding that cars are whizzing by there at 70 or 80 miles an hour.
So then what can a parent do if they no longer... I mean, just an example. What can a parent do if they no longer want to care for a child?
I would imagine that the free market would work that out.
The free market
because
would work that
the
out.
The fact of the matter is...
But you're saying that you can't just leave it.
You can't place a child in imminent danger.
Okay, where does that responsibility come from, though?
Lock my child in my basement without food and walk away from it and say, well, it has the right to get as much sustenance as it wants, from the confines of my basement, right? And knowing that it will starve to death. I understand that, that would be considered murder, right? If I just decide that at 2 in the morning at our house where the nearest neighbor is 5 miles away, I put you out in your pajamas. And understanding the consequences of those actions, that would constitute murder.
Okay.
So, Kurt, you're saying that there's no functional difference between, like, actively murdering a helpless child and passively doing so by just walking away from it or isolating it?
No. But there's a difference because you're placing it like, okay. So, I'm a landlord to whom you are 6 months in arrears.
Okay.
And I know that kicking you out will destroy your family, but am I obligated to then under, you know, because you will then have a hardship, am I obligated to alleviate that hardship?
Right. No, I don't think you are in that situation, okay, but I don't think that's analogous to...
Does it change from person to person? Since this person is a DNA relative of mine, do I then have that obligation?
Well, but the difference is that the kid did not ask to have that relationship to you. You know,
that's a specious argument, because choice doesn't exist until you exist. So to say that you couldn't choose beforehand doesn't really... wash, if you ask me.
Right, but you know, so... But
it's a paradox.
Okay.
Choice can't exist until you exist. So you exist, and then there's choice.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kurt. I take your point on that. I think there's a difference, though, because, you know, a tenant and the landlord, ostensibly they have a contract, right, that says if the tenant does not pay rent to the landlord, then they can be evicted. Is that right?
Well, I mean, even moving in, they needed a contract.
Right, but there's not really that.
This child did not need a contract moving in is the claim. This child could just move in and have a birthright.
Yeah, but if you can't just like leave a child, you know, because the child can't take care of itself, then where does that responsibility come from?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, well, earlier you said I can't just leave a child in the wild.
In today's day and age, most people have a child at a hospital, right? So if you just get to walk out of the hospital and leave your child, is that a crime?
Is that a crime to just leave him there?
Should it be a crime? Because you're not living up to your responsibility to that child because you brought him into this world?
Right.
12 hours after you have your child, you get up and you walk out of the hospital, never to be seen again in that child's life. Can they come back when they realize what rights are and realize what your obligation to them was that went unfulfilled? Do they have an action against you?
As far as in the case of a hospital, that's not as bad. See, my whole point was that your argument was that you can just leave a kid. You can just like run.
Not in the middle of the road.
Okay, but that was my point, is that that logic would go to the conclusion that, like, if you and a kid were living out in the woods, you could just, like, leave that kid and the kid can't defend itself.
Well, yeah, so what you're saying is it was almost like saying, well, I just leveled the gun and fired it. That he was in the path of the bullet was his, you know, problem. You're putting somebody in imminent danger.
Right.
That excuse isn't going to fly. It wouldn't fly with me sitting on a jury. If you went out camping and you went out, you know, for a night of extra special camping where you're away from your cabin and you're just doing tenting a couple of miles away.
Okay, so...
Just up and boogie. Yeah, I would imagine that would end up being, you know...
Whoops.
Oh, Kurt. It looks like Kurt dropped off the line, but I thank you, Kurt, for calling in tonight. 855-450-FREE. Maybe we can find out what he was going to say tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And you can also call us on Skype, lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors, want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and let's see, what can we promote about Free Talk Live? Well, there is the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can go and see pictures of women who listen to Free Talk Live, and if you are a lady, you can send your picture to the shrine, and you can be eligible to win a gift basket, right, Mark?
That's right, from Savory Scents. Just go there to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at what they've got at Savory Scents, but basically, it's handmade candles that are beautiful and have a great scent throw, and you'll get a little gift basket if your picture is randomly selected from the other pictures. Well, I just don't want it to seem like, oh, well, we're going to pick the lady with the biggest Free Talk Live sign or the biggest bra size or whatever it is. Like, that's not what we're doing, and that's not the purpose of the shrine. I mean, that take a look at the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com, and you'll see that it. I sincerely hope that it has all different types of women of all different types of lifestyles and origins of ethnicities and whatever. It's not about that stuff. So shrine.freetalklive.com to win.
Yeah, and so that's a completely voluntary thing. Like, I realize that there are some women who, you know, maybe would not want to have their picture on something like that, but there are some women who would. So if you are one of those who would, you can send in your picture. By the way, there was recently a survey. Mark, you know about this probably because you're into the Bitcoin community, as am I. There was a survey that came out recently about Bitcoins and about Bitcoin users, and it was about... Why are you laughing?
I'm just chuckling.
Okay. So, this... What are you guys laughing at it. This is
nothing
a conspiracy.
At all.
Go ahead.
The survey came out about the demographics of Bitcoin users.
Oh, I did see that survey of demographics of Bitcoin users. It's amazing the white males between the ages of 25 and 44.
Who are libertarians.
Libertarians.
Yeah. And it said that the Bitcoin users are something like 96% male. And in my experience, that's not true. You know, I'm a female Bitcoin user, and I know, like, a lot of my female friends are interested in Bitcoin as well. And yes, they are libertarians, and yes, they probably fit into that age bracket, right? But, you know, if you want to, if you're a lady who uses Bitcoin and you'd like to be represented, go take that survey. Just I think if you just search for Bitcoin demographics, Bitcoin community survey, you'll find
it. It's the Bitcoin community survey?
Yeah, and it's not, I guess it's not a scientific poll, so maybe we shouldn't take it that way, but there are news agencies who are quoting the survey, and I just kind of cringe when I see that, oh, 96% male. Like, come on, ladies, let's show up.
Right. You know, you got to ask yourself other questions, is who's more likely to take a survey about Bitcoins online? Who's going to go looking for it and that kind of thing? I don't know how many people have taken the survey, but I can assure you my wife is a Bitcoin user, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, I'm the one with the radio show and my voice is heard, but she's the lady that has all the Bitcoins. So, you know, I hang around her and I tend to get the benefits. But what's that?
All your Bitcoins are belong to us.
Right. You know, I mean, for me, that's a system in my household that works. She's got the kind of mind that manages money better than, you know, the mind does, and she cares about the details and those kind of things. So she takes care of that. And that's, you know, you can say what you want about that. My life's better as a result. If you want to get some Bitcoins, go to BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting Bitcoins. And you just go there, tell them where your Bitcoin wallet is, how you want to fund your account, then make the deposit. You can do this in countries around the world, and there's more than a million locations. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones. And by the way, if you want to call Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. You can also get in touch on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype name or Skype ID. You can send us a contact request there. Let's talk to Tricia. Tricia, thank you so much for waiting patiently on the lines. And you're listening in North Carolina. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Stephanie. I have a comment and a question actually for you.
Okay.
It's like coincidence that I was on after Kurt. I had called him about a week ago after Kurt, and I had thought long and hard about the obligation of children. And what I had come to was that we all have voluntary associations. We have a right to voluntary associations, whatever they may be. No one can stop them. And the child is the only involuntary association, the only non-consensual association we have in our life. Therefore,
right.
I do believe that we have an obligation to take care of the child, whether it's in our home or in a group home or anything else, once we make that choice. I do believe, though, and I think Mark was a little harsh, I don't believe that it's immoral for a woman to have an abortion of her body, and if I bring it down to the basis, there's nothing to compare it to the man at this point in time.
So, Latricia, I'd like to point out that I used to be pro-choice. Now, my positions have changed in the show over time, and to me, it's because I've looked at these issues as hard as I can look at them, and I've tried to be as fair as I can be. Now, I could be wrong, right? But, like, I consider that I had a different opinion in the past. And what I believe that libertarianism is about is that it's among other things, it's believed, you know, that the foundations are peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. And that if one goes about participating in an act, the reasonable outcome is pregnancy, the creation of a life, and it's a human life, because I can't figure out what else it is. It's not goldfish. It's not a rock. It's a human life. Whether it's a human life that is greater or lesser than mine, that's certainly certainly obvious that it's lesser than my life. But I would say that there's humans who would consider their lives greater than mine now, too, and I don't want them to have the ability to terminate my life. So, A person has committed an act that the reasonable outcome is the creation of a life, and B...
No. Two people have committed an act.
Indeed. And currently, under current law, If a man has sex, he's responsible financially for taking care of that child at the moment of ejaculation.
Right.
He's responsible for taking care of that child till age 18.
Right. But so if we're going to apply sort of that concept equally to both sexes, then, you know, why let the current law that applies to men saying that they cannot terminate their parental responsibilities or whatever, you know, why does that dictate, you know, that you should also be pro-life?
Well,
or does it dictate it?
That doesn't dictate it. Mm-hmm. What dictates it is that, frankly, I think that there is a responsibility. I've listened to both Jack and Kurt here, and I think that they both have very interesting points, and that I think the truth lies in the middle to some extent. I do think that when you have a child, that you have a certain level of responsibilities to that child. What are those responsibilities is an interesting question. But if Kurt says that you have the responsibility at the very least to make sure that the child is turned over to somebody else who can care for it, that's still a responsibility. And, you know.
So the question that really it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm talking about when the woman is pregnant, though. I agree with Kurt. I'm not Kurt. Jack. I'm with Jack. But I'm talking about when that woman has a child within her. That's her responsibility.
Well, I think it's her responsibility, yes, but I don't think that you have the ability to terminate a pregnancy. When Jack is in my house, he's my responsibility, but I don't have the right to terminate a 4-year-old's life.
Hey, Mark, I have a question. Would you be willing to use force to stop a woman from terminating a pregnancy?
I don't think that there's any point in that but basically that's from a social standpoint. Currently, I think that socially it would be unacceptable because this whole idea of
so you're saying basically that you don't like it.
I think it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the.
You're not willing to use force to stop a woman from doing an abortion.
It's not my life. You know, I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to is I think it's the killing of a human life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that. I can assure you that there are people that I love that disagree with me on this subject. But this is the best thing I could come up with in trying to apply what I considered consistent logic and critical thinking to this subject.
Well, I'm not really interested in. Oh, Trish, go ahead. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, the thing is, the way I feel about it is. The women who are put in this situation, this isn't an easy decision for them.
I think it isn't. Absolutely.
No, it isn't. And this is something they have to live with for the rest of their lives.
Agreed.
Trish, thank you for calling in tonight. We'll hold on to Trish. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450 free. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome you back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And here on Free Talk Live, our phone number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. We may be able to squeeze your calls in. We've got one more segment remaining in tonight's program, so time for your calls if you make them. And you can also call us on Skype by connecting with lrn.fm and send us a contact request, and we'll make sure you get on there. Okay, let's go right back into the phones and talk with Tricia again. Tricia, I know you had a point that you were trying to finish up.
Well, no, I actually had a question. It's totally out of the park.
Oh, sure.
Those are our favorite kind.
Okay. Well, I totally enjoy Stephanie's total confidence, her ability to tell the public she's a bisexual woman.
Thank you.
And I love that. And she's a lovely person. I don't want to offend her by any means.
Okay.
I've offended a lot of heterosexual people and a lot of gay people because I feel that maybe 12.5% of the population is totally straight and 12.5% of the population is totally gay. And I feel that we're on a spectrum. I don't feel
this is science. Right. This isn't what you feel. This is pretty much the truth. I mean, what you're describing is the Kinsey scale, right?
Yeah, the Kinsey scale.
Well, I'm obviously not as educated as you guys, but it's just my personal experience.
All right. Well, you have observed what appears to be the truth. Go ahead.
I wish I had sampled a large enough part of the population to determine that most people were bi.
I shudder to think what you mean by sample.
See, I just feel that people are on a spectrum of this. And
yeah.
I find, you know, Stephanie's opinion on this, and I didn't want to offend you by any means, like I have offended other people, because when I have said this to either gay or straight people, the bisexuality thing, they've like completely been offended. No, you're either gay. No, you're straight. And
oh,
I don't
wow.
feel that way. I feel it's a spectrum, and we all, like myself, I'm on that spectrum. I'm not at either end.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know your opinion on this, Stephanie, because you're a lovely person. I hope I haven't offended you.
Oh, not at all. Tricia, thank you for being concerned about that, but I'm totally not offended, and I'm actually really glad that you brought this up and asked the question. And I appreciate your bringing up this sort of spectrum of sexual orientation, because it is. And if you search for a Kinsey scale on Wikipedia, there was a researcher named Dr. Kinsey back in the 1950s who did one of the first and like most comprehensive surveys about human sexuality. And what he found was that people are people are freaks, and they're doing it all the time, and they're doing all kinds of things that nobody was necessarily expecting from that time, and it's all okay, right? It's all just, there's a wide range of normal within the umbrella of human sexuality. I definitely think that you can think of who one is attracted to in terms of a spectrum, as well as you can think of gender as a spectrum also, right? Like, some people have more, quote, feminine traits, and some people are more masculine, some people are more androgynous or in the middle, and that's all okay wherever you fall and wherever you choose to sort of express yourself on there. Interestingly, I saw a study come out, I think it was about a year ago, saying that about 60% of women who said, yes, I am a straight woman, that self-identified as straight, were actually attracted to other women.
I imagine hard science would find that number to be much higher.
Higher than 60%?
Higher than 60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there could be cultural factors that kind of make people shy about admitting that they might have some same-sex attractions, because it is kind of a taboo, although it's changing. Tricia, you said that you had some friends that said, no, people are either gay or they're straight, and maybe that's their experience. Like, maybe they're just so toward the ends of the spectrum that they have trouble seeing how anybody could be more in the middle. You know, like, some people are just very heterosexual or very homosexual, and that's, of course, that's fine too, you know, but I could see how that maybe they think that because that's what they experience.
And I think that women are more open to that experience of the spectrum than men, because there's so much homophobia with men. But I think women in general are definitely open to seeing someone, being attracted to them, not looking at the gender, but the attraction. And
it's an interesting question about whether that's cultural or whether that's sort of biological, or maybe it's both, because
is pansexuality? Is that?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that we can mention in a minute, but I was thinking of just, mm-hmm. There's like historical, there are people who say that in some societies, for instance, like Greece and Rome, there was no real such thing as gay and straight. It was just everybody was a sexual creature, and that meant that they could have sex with anybody, basically, and they didn't really have those concepts of homo and heterosexual. I don't know if that's true. It's what some people say. But, Brian, you mentioned pansexuality. That I think people who would call themselves pansexuals would say, you know, I'm attracted to the person no matter what their form is.
Exactly.
And
because you need a different word to describe bisexuality.
Well, it is different, actually.
You know, we need more words.
Well, it's different in that, because some women have an attraction to another woman because they want to, you know, have fun
because
with another woman's
woman.
Body. You know what I mean?
Not
that's
because
where pansexuality is actually loving the person, not the features.
Pansexuality is like gender is irrelevant, yeah. Right? And bisexuality... go ahead, Tricia.
Well, I didn't know that pansexuality had loving the person, not the features. I find sexuality so much in the features. I think we take all the cultural aspects away. I think that biologically... I mean, I think women are men. I mean, I think it's really easy to love another woman just because of who she is. And
right on. I love it.
And the beauty of the woman. I find it, I would, if I was a man, I would find it a little bit harder to love another man. That's just my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you can be pansexual without being bisexual. Because I think that physical attraction is so strong.
And that's a good question.
If we just take away the cultural and just go with the strict biology, the instinct, that you know, that fervor, the passion.
People are attracted to, you know, individuals who maybe don't describe themselves as either gender, you know, like they just don't really fit in on the whole male-female dichotomy, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not really something that I experience. Like, I'm more attracted to people who you could probably call feminine women and, like, masculine men, but that's just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, too. I feel it the same way. I feel that power of each of us, each, the feminine woman, masculine male, is an attraction. I feel that strongness and that power in each is extremely attractive.
Excellent, Tricia. Thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight and sharing this with us. I appreciate you bringing up that subject, too. And
well, thank you, Stephanie. I really enjoy when you're on the show. I'm on the show, of course. But.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this is Free Talk Live. And
you know what I wonder? I wonder real quick about the Kinsey scale.
Mm-hmm.
With the Kinsey scale, there's something it doesn't answer. And that is that, and I'm going to be kind of open here, but I wonder with the amount of people involved in the sexual act, my straightness may change based on that. And uh-huh. The Kinsey scale doesn't answer that question.
That's mm-hmm. interesting. Yeah. It would be involved in it, but I don't think that it answers it. I agree with you. So, I mean, if there's a bunch of people doing it in a pile or something
right.
like that, then...
I may be more willing to do something with a guy as to where one-on-one I would not do
yeah.
anything with a guy.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
So I wonder about that. It doesn't really... You know, there's no. I don't even know any research on that.
So what the call brought up for me was that Tricia at the end was talking about Stephanie as a host and how she's excited about that you're here. And I've got to say that I have.
You're not excited that I'm here.
No. I love looking at your chest across the show. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you find value in my intellect and my value as a host.
No, but I get a lot of feedback. In both directions for you being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, I consider that a good thing. Either way, like if there's a host that's
the ones that hate me still listen, so.
You know, they may listen less, they may listen more. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know, I do have some level of understanding of what the listenership of the show is, and mm-hmm. I can tell you that there is no marked difference between the Sunday show and sort of the average day show on Free Talk Live, and that's in and of itself a really powerful statement. I want you to understand that on Free Talk Live, there are two hosts that have been doing talk radio for 10 years that are on 110 radio stations across the country, two XM channels, and have, you know, a lot of gravitas in the radio movement compared to some gal with a great voice who has her own podcast, right? And so the fact that you can come in and maintain 90% of that audience, say lose 10, and then bring in 15%, mm-hmm. speaks to me the power of you as a talk show host. And so, you know, I just thought that was interesting. The trick.
Thank you, Mark.
That.
I really appreciate that. And this has been Free Talk Live. Go to our website, which is freetalklive.com. There's going to be another show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We look forward to your calls then. freetalklive.com.
An industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.